Hi, everybody. I'm so glad that we are here with you today. Sergio. Hi, Sergio.
Hi, Beth. How are you? Good to see you and good to see everybody as well.
I'm so glad that we are here connecting and talking about art and creativity. Today's topic is something I've been really excited about sharing with you. How about we talk about our creative passion?
That's awesome. That's always a great topic.
I've been thinking a lot about my passion lately and ways that I can nurture it. And so I've come up with a few ideas that I think could help out. So be ready.
I'm ready. Let's do it. I think they're going to be helpful for me as well. So I'm looking forward to that.
Well, the other day, all of you know, I'm in Texas right now and Sergio's in Chicago, and we've just been really having a lot of fun connecting over the internet and recording these videos for you. And so I was excited when I got this idea to share with you. I was building a fire out in the woods the other day, and it was really big and it was just roaring, right? And then I took a picture of it. I sent it to a friend. I got on Instagram. Before you know it, the fire was down to nothing. And I thought to myself, that happens to me all the time. Like, I feel like as creatives, we have our pilot light on, but we may not be using it in the way that we hope to. So
I see.
What do you think about that?
No, that is good. That's a really good analogy. You know, for every fire to continue burn, it needs to have the feed of the material that's going to create and burst that energy. Yeah. And totally right. You know, even the other day I was like walking in my studio and like I had the energy, but it's like, you know, I don't know. It just wasn't hitting home.
I know. And I know we all feel that feeling sometimes. And so one of the points that I wanted to make was we have to have an awareness of where we're currently at with the fire burning inside of us, because I know we all know what that feels like to feel that energy and that's, I mean, it really does feel like a spark or like fire within our bodies. And to keep that flame, so to speak, going, we have to know, well, where are we at and how did we get to where we are? I mean, when you're feeling really excited and ignited, then your creativity is on fire, right? Like that's what we say. But if we're feeling like we're not so much connected to that, why is that? And so when I was watching that fire die down, I was like, distraction. I was totally distracted from what I was doing, what building the fire. And that's all it took was for me to look away. And how easy is it for us to get distracted?
It is super big one for me. I'm a, you know, you can ask my wife, you know, I'm a very distracted guy. And I have in my computer, you know, like 10 windows open, even like, you know, as we are chatting, you know, the things. And so before we start recording, I have to turn everything off. And otherwise I lose focus really quickly. And that happens to me also, you know, in my studio practice, in my art career, because we're all the time connected to this thing. You just said it, right? You know, you're looking at the fire and all of a sudden now you get caught up on sharing the moment. And it's not that the things I may be doing are bad. They might be, you know, good, but at the same time, they're just pulling our attention in such a way that, you know, our creativity, you know, is hindering, you know, it's being affected by that. We're not giving our creative self all the love that we could, you know, by giving attention to itself when the time comes.
Right. And so that brings me to my next point, the habits that we have. And we really have to take an inventory of everything that we're doing and how it may or may not be nurturing our creative passion. If you are taking care of yourself and you're, you know, setting your mind to doing the things that you want to do, if you want to have that passion or that fire within you, what is it going to take to get you there? And really make a commitment to doing the things that you need to do, to creating those habits that you need every day to get yourself in a situation where you're going to be, you know, feeling excited and inspired. I know, like, when I go too long from connecting with people who have inspiring messages, like, I'll just forget. And then I'll watch a YouTube or, you know, a TED Talk, and I'll be like, I know all of these things, but for some reason I haven't been thinking about them. And so it's really important to create habits where you're thinking about the things that you want and actually taking steps forward so you can have all of the passion in you to just overflow. I mean, it can happen.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, habits is one of those things that we all fight against. And also because of the distractions, right? The distractions have a way of kind of pulling us out, as we talked earlier. And yesterday, you know, it's a great conversation because yesterday actually I walked into my studio and it was a mess. It was a chaotic mess. Like there was stuff everywhere that's just been piling up because, you know, I go in the studio, do something, and instead of putting it away where it belongs, I just put it here, put it there. So it got to the point, you know, because I wasn't really putting the attention on the good habit of putting things where they belong in my studio, that I got to the point that I couldn't work. So instead of doing, you know, anything yesterday, I went into my studio, I walked in, I went and grabbed some garbage bags, and I literally put like three huge garbage bags of stuff that had been piling in my studio, like empty cans, you know, empty paint buckets, brushes that were hard, and you know, a bucket of water with that had been there for like 3 weeks without washing those brushes. So, you know, and all that could be avoided, you know, if I have that good habit of, you know, putting things where they belong, or at least nearby, right? So that when I walk in the studio, I don't get to the point where I feel immobilized, right? Then my energy, my creativity on that moment, it gets like, I wanted to get in, and then I'm like all deflated because of, you know, my own, you know, lack of following my own rules in the studio and my own good habits that I should.
That's so funny that you mentioned that, because I did some reorganizing myself because, you know, as you know, I've moved and I don't have the same big studio that I used to have. And so I really had to condense down all of my materials. Well, they weren't really easy to get to. And so, you know, that idea that you eat what you see. So if you have things in your kitchen, like you're going to eat what you see. And I thought, well, I'm going to create what I see. Right. And I wanted it to be a lot easier for me to just jump in and start creating. And so I made it a lot. I organized my materials so that it was really easy for me to get to them. I saw them every day and I was thinking about creating, and all I had to do was just change my physical environment to change my mental environment. And that brings me to my next point, is choice. You have to choose to do these things, right? And so the other day I wrote on my Facebook, you don't have to be ready to begin. And what I mean by that is, a lot of times we think, oh, I have to do this or I have to do that before I can actually do the next thing. Well, really just start somewhere. And like my fire, right? It could have been really well built. It could have just been a big mess where I was just throwing logs on it, you know, and it didn't matter because it was still burning. Right. And so I, you know, I think sometimes we try to be so perfect or try to get to a place where we think in our mind we need to be before we actually give ourselves permission to do the next thing. Yeah, when really just give yourself permission from the get go, make that choice and do it for you. You know, like sometimes we think, We're the last ones that we sort of give permission to do the things that we want to do. And really, if we just gave ourselves the permission right away to honor that fire within us, to nurture it with good habits, and just go ahead and begin. Like I definitely believe that a creative fire and a passion is going to just continue to grow if you follow those three steps.
Yeah, totally agree. And it's one of those things also, I think that, as you mentioned about choice and making those choices, because when we, you know, as we approach our studio and we tend to compare our careers with ours of others, especially, you know, we have Instagram and we look at all these beautiful pictures of really nice studios and how beautiful they are. And then I look at my studio and it's not that pretty, right? Or I don't have a nice studio. So all those become kind of obstacles for us to making that choice. And you know, we're waiting to have the perfect studio or the perfect materials or the perfect lighting or, you know, to be ready. And art could be done anywhere, right? Art could be done on a napkin, on a kitchen table. And I always, you know, tell artist friends or artists that I'm coaching that, you know, it's not about how it looks. It's what comes out of the studio that matters. Nobody ever is going to come and, you know, check, you know, your art against the studio space that you have. You know, you just continue making it, whatever it may be, maybe in your garage, you know, maybe I have done so, you know, much of my work in a basement or in a garage or, you know, places that are not really ideal for art making. Light wasn't good. It was too cold to have, you name it, right? But, you know, that's what we have. And, you know, if we wait for the optimal, for the Instagram worthy, you know, studio space, we may be waiting for a long time.
Waiting forever. Yeah. Right. I remember one of my favorite series of work was crayon on paper.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. I mean, I could have started that when I was 6 years old.
Totally right.
The thing about it, it was just like, I gave myself permission to do it and I liked it and it was fun. And the work that came out of it was, you know, childlike, and it had this pure like innocence to it that I really loved that came out of me at that time. And
that's awesome.
And yeah. And so really just start anywhere and grow from there. Like, we plant a seed and it starts to grow and it takes time. Right. And so, yeah, you can spend a lot of money and time and effort to make things exactly like you think they should look in your mind, or you could just get started right away and stop waiting and keep putting that fuel on your fire and your creative fire and watch it grow and grow and grow and grow. Because I believe one idea leads to the next idea, leads to the next idea, leads to the next. And if you're just continuously taking action with good habits, making good choices for yourself, showing up, believing that you can, nothing is impossible.
Right. No, and every single of the tips that you have provided, I think they're pretty good. You know, they kind of help us and remind us, right? Because we are all in different seasons, and you know, you just moved, so you are in that mindset of you know, how you're going to restructure things. I haven't moved from my house in the last 15 years, so everything is the same, but it's still those same ideas that you're bringing, you know, remind me of, you know, what I can do, because sometimes also the familiarity of things can have the, you know, the opposite effect of, well, you know, you are used to your environment, you're used to what everything is, and sometimes that also limits your creativity in some way. So I think everything that you have brought in can help our friends either or, right? Either you're moving or you're kind of in transition, or if you're in the same spot and now in lockdown or whatever you may be at, you know, in that scenario.
Exactly. And, you know, you guys, if you're really struggling with this, I feel you. And if you want to, you know, challenge yourself, go build a fire, a real fire, and see how it works. And then think about how you can apply those same steps and same nurturing actions to yourself.
Yeah. I'm not building a fire, but I'll tell you what I'm doing. But I'm actually planting tomatoes, which I have never done before in my life. So I'm actually planted the tomato, put the dirt. I've been watching it, you know, putting water in every day. Now they're about this big. So I expect to, you know, to see that plant. So just having something new, you know, or something to look that is growing, it does kind of affect the way you think about, you know, everything that we're talking about. Right, that visual of something like the fire growing, for me, the little plant now becoming something else.
I always look to nature for inspiration, for
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely.
So if you can't build a fire and you can't build a garden or grow anything because you don't have a green thumb, just go stare out at the trees and the leaves and the birds and start to activate your senses in a way that help you to open your eyes and experience what you're perceiving and sensing in a brand new way.
Absolutely. I love that. Super cool.
Well, thank you guys for watching, and thank you, Sergio. It's always a pleasure. And tell our friends where they can follow you online.
So if you want to connect with me on social media, just find me on Instagram at Sergio Gomez Art, YouTube Sergio Gomez Video, website SergioGomezOnline.com.
Great. And you guys can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Beth English, and I'm at BethEnglish.com. And I can't wait to see what you have to say about our episode. Leave a comment. Let us know what you're doing to fuel your creative passion.
Absolutely. Put it in your calendar every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Central Time. We'll be there.
All right. Thanks, Sergio. Bye.
Bye.